would like to present famous Brazilian geopolitical analyst and journalist Pepe Escobar, who joined us in Moscow and also will speak about multipolarity.
Hello, everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here, and especially as part of the Eurasia Bloc, which is basically my home. I speak to you as a Latin American, as an European, as an Asian, as an Eurasian, and why not as a Scythian nomad from 2,500 years ago. So it's wonderful to be speaking after my colleagues from West Asia, from Central Asia. You know, these are my areas. You know, I am a nomad there. I'm always roving my eye across Eurasia, and I've been doing this for the past 30 years. So this is a brief introduction. I'll be very brief as a whole. We all know why we are here from different parts of the world. We are all working towards the same goals, the same targets. We know who are we fighting against, which is an extremely toxic and vicious Atlanticist hegemonic factioned elite. They seem to know what they want, which is basically to crush any dissent anywhere in the world and impose cancel culture on virtually any part of the world, to the benefit of a very hazy project, which we can more or less describe as the Davos Project, the Great Reset, or whatever narrative they try to impose on all of us. So now, against this hegemonic narrative in bloc that doesn't admit any deviation from anywhere, what we should try to do now is to go on the offense. That's it. You know, the global south, especially 85-87% of the global population, has had enough with this free lunch, especially by the hegemonic power with their vassals across the west. So this implies basically, on a personal level, what we're doing now, which we have to do constantly, non-stop, what our Chinese friends would define as people-to-people's exchanges, which is exactly what we're doing. And we have to be systematic in every language, in a basket of languages, non-stop. And we need to coordinate our efforts on a regional, continental, and global level. So maybe this is the first stepping stone is today with this conference. The second vector is as important as the people-to-people's exchanges, which is the infrastructure that's being set up to coordinate the move towards a multipolar world. And that includes, of course, BRICS Plus, starting this year, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the Eurasia Economic Union, what I call the New Silk Roads for 10 years, since it was established 10 years ago in Astana and then Jakarta by the Chinese, the Belt and Road Initiative, and many, the BRICS NDB, the BRICS Bank. And so we have the framework is already being set in place, and the discussions are getting deeper and deeper. So the number one issue which we'll have to concentrate our attention from now on is de-dollarization. This is being discussed inside the Eurasia Economic Union in detail by Mr. Glazyev and his team. It will be discussed in detail, hopefully, in the next few months inside the BRICS when they expand as BRICS Plus. But this has to go all through the international organizations simultaneously. And sooner or later, let's say 2024 is not far-fetched, they should sit on the same table and start discussing what is going to be the alternative currency, the basket of currencies based on commodities, gold, or both, and how to start implementing it through businesses across Eurasia, and then governments will automatically step in and join. So let's say that this is our foundation, our Rosetta Stone today with this conference, really global. And don't forget, everyone, now it's our time and we have to go for the kill. Thank you very much.